I love the school. I spent a lot of time in the school, and I would have been so heartbroken to turn on the news and see that my school was a failing school.
Collins says former Education Commissioner John King was the one who allowed the out-of-time plans to move forward for the city. The Buffalo School Board then approved phase-out plans for each of the four schools. But Collins wants to change that directive.
But I'm going to always support the efforts to keep our schools open here in Buffalo, New York.
Collins says she will be working closely with newly named Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia to try and convince her to stop the four schools from closing. Lawmakers Ryan and People Stokes pledged to do the same.
What schools will these children go to that are going to be closed? They're not going to go to criteria-based schools because they're not going to fit the criteria. What schools will they go to where they will be offered an opportunity for a good, sound education? I think it's in the buildings where they are now.
You know, and the hopefully the new thought around Albany and the state ed department is actually listening to people who educate children before you make decisions about these children.
The lawmakers noted the state budget includes $75 million to help turn around struggling schools. But that funding is only set aside for schools under receivership, not out-of-time schools. Eva Shippens is a 7th and 8th grade teacher at MLK. Her school is now in the third year of its final phase-out.
This has been a completely demoralizing experience to be an out-of-time school.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.